It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here at 77 WABC, coming to you from high above Madison Square Garden, and of course airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. Of course, that's for Mind Your Business, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Of course, thank you, New York. Nielsen has us again in the top 10 in AM radio. Thank you, and that's a tribute to the great listeners of this program. Well, as the listeners know, every single week we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, health and fitness, and customer retention, and of course, so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, plays a support role for this. Pesach Trapper, Srilly, Rina, Miriam, Rifki, Dina, thank you. And of course, to the great team here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. And of course, I must give special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the Take 5 column, they have featured the interviews that we had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, the founders of Warby Parker. That was pretty cool. Greg Chorker from Capital One, Christine Comerford, and of course, so many other great guests. They were featured in Mishpacha's Take 5 column. Subscribers receive that. Otherwise, you can pick it up on your newsstand. We, of course, also come to you on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. Of course, we have a dedicated channel on YouTube, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, and roughly 40 episodes are up there. Tonight's episode will be up there as well. The easiest way to catch all the episodes is just by going to the website dedicated for this channel, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Of course, you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Y-Saftless, Y-S-A-F-T-L-A-S. Of course, I'm on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, the whole bit. And just a reminder about some recent guests that we've had here on the show. Of course, you can access them, as tonight's guests will be as well, all at mybradio.com. The interview we had with John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Shep Hyken, Paul Massey, Steven Sadoff, Jay Baer, Keith Mistrich, the CEO of Amalgamated Bank, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. All these guests, and of course, roughly 100 others, are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's guest, Tom Cortese. Tom Cortese is the co-founder and the COO of Peloton. Tom held numerous leadership positions in the tech industry before co-founding Peloton roughly 5 years ago in 2012. In just 5 short years, Peloton has taken the world by storm and revolutionized the world of fitness as we know it today. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the ever-evolving fitness industry and why your company needs to cater to each customer's individual needs, and of course, so many other factors, including health and fitness. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Tom Cortese. Tom, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. This is very special. I mean, we have a lot to cover, and the time is going to go fast. That's what happens here on radio. First, let's just open up. Tell me about yourself. You're the co-founder and CEO of this revolutionary product, Peloton. What could you tell us about your journey?
There's been a lot of failure along the way, a lot of lessons learned.
You're one honest guy.
building my career. Making some false starts, but for the journey with Peloton, I for me it started with when I met my now wife, and one of the first things she said to me was, listen, you're gonna have to compete in an Ironman before you can even think about marrying me. The second thing she said is, you're also going to have to agree to send your kids to Hebrew school if you marry me. Those are kind of the two intro statements.
It's all coming out here live. You know, New York, we're top, you know, we're in the top 10. You know, a lot of people are listening.
But, you know, I've been an athlete my whole life. I became a little bit more serious a number of years ago, and was competing. But my passion lies in, you know, consumer technology and consumer internet. And I had been working at IAC with Barry Diller, Interactive Core, you know. Learned a lot of lessons there, in what it means to, you know, fully own your product. We learned a lot there, doing search marketing, SEM, SEO, where you're beholden to Google, this giant, and your entire business relies on someone else, right? If they change their search algorithm, they change the trajectory of your business.
Right.
So this notion that, we wanted to, truly own our own destiny, has been a critical part of the learnings that have led us to where we are with Peloton, and the fact that, we are athletes. I'm a father of two kids, building a business, have, you know, limited time, right? And, you know, putting all of these pieces together to craft a product experience that unlocks something for a consumer like me, like my wife, where during nap time we can hop on our Peloton bike and get, you know, this remarkable fitness experience right from the comfort of our home. 30-minute workouts, 30 minutes, not 30 minutes plus 20 minutes traveling to the gym and, you know, trying to arrange a babysitter or get my mother-in-law to come over and take care of the kids, right? So it's really this amalgamation of all of these pieces that has sort of led us to where we are today.
By the way, we had one of our past guests was Yossi Heber. He had worked at IAC with Barry. He was a recent guest here on Mind Your Business. Of course, you can access him by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, let's get into it. And if, you know, there may be some people out there that don't know what Peloton is all about. Talk to us. What is Peloton all about?
Sure. So with Peloton, we bring you remarkable live and on-demand fitness classes to your home on the world's best fitness equipment. And today, you can access that through the award-winning Peloton bike, which is an interconnected bike that you bring into your home. It's remarkably smooth, remarkably quiet. We have ours at the foot of our bed. I could be on the bike at 6 o'clock in the morning. My wife is still sleeping. I've got my headphones on. I've got a 22-inch full-touch tablet right in front of me. It feels like I'm immersed in a full movie production. You know, remarkable sound, real music. We have the world's best, and I say this in the most humble way, we do have the world's best fitness instructors, because we only have 12 to 15 slots. And when you have only 12 to 15 slots to fill, there's limited supply, and we can really attract the absolute best human beings. And we beam them 15 times a day from our studio here in New York City to homes all around the world. And you get this, and you get the absolute best workout right from the best place that there is to work out, which is the comfort and convenience of your home at a remarkable, remarkable value that, you know, beats you and your wife paying a gym membership or paying for these single serve classes.
Wow. Now, of course, to find out more information, you can visit Peloton. That's Peloton. Right, Peloton.com?
Our website is onepeloton.com. onepeloton.com.
Onepeloton.com.
You got it.
And that's where the... and of course, they can follow you on social media. There's all types
We're everywhere. You'll find them.
Wow. Now, you described your personal experience, and you were very honest when we opened the show. How did that help you in the tech industry, in founding and running Peloton?
You know, look, we take all the lessons from consumer internet, consumer technology to this new industry for us. Or it's no longer new. I think we've been playing in the industry for about 6 years.
Right.
But you know, fitness, in my view, is, you know, when we walked into it, was an old sleepy industry with old habits. If you look at fitness equipment hasn't evolved in the last 30 or so years. It's the same big hunk of plastic that you see everywhere. If you look at content in the fitness space, you know, it's remained also relatively static. It's just sort of hopped from medium to medium. So when Jane Fonda in the 80s brought aerobics classes to the home on VHS, that was a big change, and that was impressive in its own right.
Right, back in the day.
But that same formula of Jane Fonda with the three or four, you know, very fit hired extras in the background, you know, heavily produced classes. That same formula has been used over and over and over again, and it's just that we've gone from, you know, VHS to DVD and Laserdisc, I'm sure, got their
right,
flavor.
Right.
Most of the apps that are out there today, it's that same stuff just being reused. Right. So again, just no sense of passion for innovation and looking to where this can go. And then obviously in software, the software that can enable all of these experiences. There were no software companies marching into fitness. So we looked at that, plus looked at our own lives, our own busy lives, you know, with kids and school and work. And we said, you know, there's a real opportunity to do something special and to do something different and to completely change an old sleepy category and light it up and turn it into something special for a consumer.
Folks, you're tuned here to Mind Your Business. My guest this evening is the COO and co-founder of Peloton, Tom Cortese. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on, we'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807 extension 3505 or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world on the 77 WABC app and, of course, on the dedicated website to the program, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than the COO of Peloton and the co-founder, Tom Cortese. I also have to mention, give a shout out to some of my buddies that have a Peloton. Mark Bodner, he's been here on the show. He's a wonderful client. He runs a rather large company, has 1,000 employees. He's a big fan of Peloton. He mentioned another buddy, Ellie Schroen. He's also, I understand, involved with Peloton. And people out there that just are really serious about getting and staying fit, you know, have a Peloton or thinking seriously about getting a Peloton. Maybe we could just, Tom, we could spend a minute on the business side of things. And this is really a question I've been meaning to ask someone of your stature. And that is, I mean, Peloton is really unique because it's a product and it's media, and you mesh them into two. And you're benefiting people in terms of a healthier life. It's a fascinating concept. The question is, when you're pitching either VCs or banks or, you know, going for funding, how do you communicate such a revolutionary new concept when, you know, I'm sure you ran into, well, is it media that you're doing? Are you just building another bike? What are you doing? How do you communicate that when you're seeking funding?
Yep. Well, so first of all, we were blessed as a team. We believe very strongly in divide and conquer. It's something we talk about a lot, and we've talked about from the beginning. We count five of us as co-founders who really, you know, brought this all together. Mm-hmm. You know, we each have our own specialty, and each have tremendous trust for one another, and that in and of itself, I think, was what allowed us to move quickly in the early days. And I bring this up in the context of this question because John Foley, co-founder and CEO, he is remarkable when it comes to telling the Peloton story, and he lived and breathed his every day being out in the world telling the Peloton story, while I lived and breathed my every days taking flights back to Taiwan, working on design and construction of product. the product itself. Graham Stanton, co-founder and marketing genius, spent his days crafting how we were going to, you know, have this cross-category marketing strategy with the underpinnings of the what we learned in digital, where you have access to all of this data, right? How do you go put up a billboard and a TV commercial and tie that back to real hard data the same way that we used to do in only digital? And he spent his days thinking about just that program. Yoni Fang, CTO, thinking about how do you engineer a system that can not only stream all of this video 15 times a day. We are a live broadcast facility that happens to have a fitness facility inside, right? How do you move all of that data? We ended up getting tons of patents around just that space. And Hisao Kushi, who our general counsel, helping us tackle a whole number of things, right? So this divide and conquer methodology was I believe critical to the early days of Peloton, and being able to focus on telling that story is critical, and being able to adapt how you tell the story to different investor audiences, right? Now, to your point, this was very tricky, right? Because what we're pitching to folks five and a half years ago was, you know, something that often didn't fit into their investment thesis, right?
Right.
People
look at it as kind of a mold. They're you know, okay, so what category are you?
That's right.
And
right. And what they would say to us was, well, you you don't fit any of these categories, right? You almost look like consumer tech because of who you guys are and the way you're approaching this. But you have this physical product, and you're telling me that you think there's going to be a retail component, right? So how do we start to look at this business? And it was complicated for for folks. We were lucky in the early days. We ended up raising, call it our first $5 million from high net worth individuals, mostly here in the New York City area.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them who, were part of VCs or managed funds and said, "Hey, my fund, my VC, we can't come in, but I can."
Wow. I mean, they were so impressed on a personal level. They say, "You know what? You know, the heck with the company side. They're getting stuck on this, but I get it.
I get it. I get it. I want one. And if you guys can produce one, I want it first. I want to help. And so that was an interesting time.
Wow. Thank you, folks. As you know, on each show, we really spend quite some time, of course, getting fantastic guests, and Tom is certainly fits that bill. But also spending time on thinking through the questions that we're going to ask, because there's going to be topics that are going to be helpful to an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and yet there's going to be subjects we're going to discuss soon that have to do with health. And of course, staying healthy is critical for the survival of any business. You need humans. You know, the AI hasn't taken us out yet, so we still got to stay healthy. You know, Tom. Let's talk about some practical tips now. We know that fitness is trending and it's a hot topic. Thank God, because that's good. That means people are staying healthy. What is being done to ensure that Peloton, is not just a fad? It's so exciting and so revolutionary. It could almost border on being accused of like being a fad, and then it would fade. How do you ensure that this is really going to stay for life?
I think you're accusing me. this is an important question, and it goes to how you think about the business and how you act in the business. So, it is critical that we remain agile in how we move through and craft new consumer experiences. And when you look at how we're approaching. This problem, we try to approach real user problems, real user needs, real user pain points, and we try and solve them. So again, we didn't come out with a gimmicky piece of fitness equipment and try and convince you that 8-minute abs wasn't good enough, so we're going to give you 7, right? What we said was, hey, I have less time in the day. If I could get 1, 2, 3, 4 extra workouts in the week, whatever it is for you, right? Because there is a great product experience available to me that affords me that privilege, then that helps me. That helps me start one more day in a better way, right? And focusing on a critical real life user problem or user need, I think was a very important piece and will remain an important piece. So how do we keep our ear to the ground to understand how this changes over time? How do we ensure that we don't get trapped in our own ways that we are always listening to our user, and we infuse that in our culture. We take a user-centered design approach to everything that we do. We are listening and watching our users. Whether we're participating in the social media community with them, having them come to our office, participate in beta tests. We see the data. We see how folks move through our system, and it is everybody's job at Peloton to find friction in that user experience and find a way to rip it out. And if we take that approach every day, then we are always going to be crafting something relevant to the consumer, and that is of the utmost importance.
Yes. Listeners, my guest this evening is none other than Tom Cortese. He is the CEO of Peloton and the co-founder. He actually shared also the importance of working along with an executive team. It brings to mind some recent guests that we had, the founders of Warby Parker. We had them on jointly. That was pretty cool. And they talked about how they, avoid getting in each other's hair, and dealing with pressures and everything else. And also Chris McCann, the CEO of 1-800-Flowers, he talked about how him and his brother, how they divide responsibilities, right? If you have, you know, you can't have two cooks in the kitchen, as they say. But working with a team, when everyone knows their unique ability and their unique strengths, and they bring that to the table and feel, have a rewarding experience, then the future is so bright. You know, so as Tom pointed out. You're tuned to Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Tom Cortese. He is the COO and one of the co-founders of Peloton. For those of you that are not familiar with it, it's a revolutionary product. It's out 5 years. A special thank you also to Mark Bodner, who pointed out the how amazing this product is and talked about how it would be for a great show. And, of course, to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, who seeked them out and managed to get them on. And, of course, Tom, thanks for taking of your precious time. I know you do not have 3 hours in the day, and this is very meaningful. It's been a very engaging conversation.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. And we're going to spread it out on social media and, you know, the week before it, of course, this goes live. And in case you're just tuning in now, no worries. As the listeners know, this will be available on mybradio.com. That's the website, the dedicated. But, of course, it's going to be on the iTunes channel, YouTube, player.fm, and a host of other ways that you can access, because we're talking real business and real health advice as well here with Tom Cortese. Now, Tom, fitness is a flooded field, as we talked about, back in the 80s, the Jane Fonda days. And today, of course, it's trending, which is great. What advice could you give really to any business to stay above the fray in any flooded field?
Yeah, I mean, I return to similar themes all the time. And on this one, I return back to our customer and our unending quest to have a perfect customer experience, a perfect user experience. And to the extent that that's what we focus on every single day, and we ensure that our entire company is aligned around making sure that every member, customer, user, whatever the right term is for you and your business, making sure that you are working for them every day, that you wake up every day to make a better experience for them. I've got to believe that if that's in your blood, if that's in your business, then you will naturally stand out because that's what we're doing, right? Consumers are looking to put their dollars in places where they get some return. And with Peloton, we guarantee them a return on their investment. Not actually
right. Right,
but thing. No actual written guarantee. Right. But we do have that guarantee on their investment, and we make good on it by every day waking up and trying to understand how can we improve that member experience for anyone who enters our system who joins up with Peloton, who takes a bike home.
I have to ask you really a personal question. How special does it feel that you're running a business, a major business, but you're also helping people, get healthier and live longer lives as a result?
I agree. Every time we get a story, folks will send us very personal stories about how Peloton has helped them, whether it's recovering emotionally or recovering physically from an illness or disease, or just feeling better every day, right? Just when you bring fitness into your life, when you bring wellness and health. Healthy living into your life, you do end up feeling better. It is a great and fairly remarkable reward. And so, to the extent that we can take that, I can personally take everything that I've learned in this world and everything that I've learned in my career, what we've done in consumer technology, and apply that to a consumer experience that truly does help folks. That makes me feel like I'm doing something worth it with what skills I've been given.
Now, this leads me to the next question, and it's something I ask frequently to guests because we have very high profile guests here. How important is it that you would recommend for anyone in business that they are involved in something that they're deeply passionate about, meaning it's not just about the paycheck? How important is that?
It's probably pretty important. I mean, it's always been important for me. I can't imagine waking up every day and doing something that I don't love, that I don't feel passionately about. I will say that I understand that different people have different opportunities in life, and I am in a blessed place right now. To the extent that some folks need to wake up and go clock into a job and clock out to make ends meet, that is something valiant in this world as well.
Now, Peloton is all about customization. People can choose which class, which instructor, when they want to do it. Let's take a businessman, a busy guy. How do you navigate? Let's just come straight. How do you navigate a crazy man's or woman's busy schedule?
Well, look, customization for me is a tricky word because I am deeply fearful of the paradox of choice, and it is a real thing. To the extent that we are an authority in fitness via our remarkable instructors, I believe that our consumers want us to be that authority. And when you get on your Peloton bike and you hop into a class with one of our instructors, Robin Arzone, one of our remarkable instructors, Robin is a an ultra long distance runner. She does 50 and 100 mile marathons. She is as intense a human being as it gets, right? Now, not every one of our instructors is like that, and that's the joy of the Peloton system. But for me, when I hop on in the morning and I know that I want to have my ass kicked morning, right? I jump on with Robin and I know what I'm going to get, and it's clear and easy to understand. Similarly, I can get on with Jessica King, former dancer and athlete. She's all about pop music and being silly and having fun. And when I just want to wake up in the morning and just like, you know, start my day just having fun, but still being able to get a workout, you know, it's Jess King. So we give clear paths, for the customer, for the member to opt into without the confusion of, this massively customized system where you can imagine sort of logging into this crazy dashboard and needing to select all these preferences. And you know, I think ultimately sometimes people think they want all that, right? They think they want to be able to make all of these different choices. But at the end of the day, when you wake up in the morning and you've got, you know, 45 minutes to get out the door and you're going to try and fit in a 30-minute workout, it better be damn easy for me to get from the bed onto that bike, into that workout and out. And we focus on that.
My guest this evening is Tom Cortese. He is the COO of Peloton and one of the co-founders. Tom, moving along to the business side of things, branding. Now, the Peloton experience is truly engaging and very unique. My question is, would you say that branding and marketing today is more about experience as opposed to the product? Because you really have both. That the Peloton is the whole experience. Now, of course, there's a physical device as well, but would you say it's more about the experience than the product?
Look, we think about the product as the end-to-end member experience, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Right. So, if we thought about ourselves as just a plain old transactional consumer good, that you go to the store, you have this elated feeling when you first get excited about a new product, you buy it, you bring it home, it's this static object, you're excited about this static object for some period of time, but you know that wears off, right?
And you want to make sure you don't hang your pants on it.
Yeah, exactly. You know that feeling hangs off. And so we don't think about the product as just that physical thing. We think about the product as that end to end member experience. And again, for us, understanding that every part of that experience is as important as every other part, leads us to make certain decisions. So I'll tell you a story about how this kind of comes together. When we first started delivering Peloton bikes, it's a 125-pound thing. This world has gotten really good at delivering 50-pound and under things.
Right. Right?
We can move small parcels around the world.
Right.
Overnight, you can get something from the U.S. to Europe and it can arrive at 9 a.m. the next day and you ship it at midnight from New York, right? It's remarkable. No such platform exists for big stuff. Order a couch, right? And it's this long process of freight trucks and, dirty shoe guys walking into your house, right? It's a clumsy, unfriendly process. And so here we are with this remarkable high tech, high design, forward looking product, reinventing an entire new space. And the first thing that your first real introduction to Peloton back in the day was you know, some big schlub of a dude.
All right, well, work boots and, exactly. and marking up the
coming,
ca-
you know,
the,
giving
the
you a 4-hour window and then coming 4 hours late, right? We never aspired to be the cable guy. You know, no one should, right? And so when you take this approach of understanding that the product is the end-to-end user experience, then you look at that and you say, this is a massive problem for me, and I need to do whatever it takes to unwind this problem. We now deliver 50% of all Peloton bikes on our trucks with our guys out of our warehouses.
Wow.
And when we walk into your house, we walk in with a fully built, fully tested, clean, ready to go bike. When you buy the bike, you almost always end up buying our great Peloton shoes, so you can clip into the bike. You buy one pair for you, one pair for your spouse, one pair for for your kids. You know what we do when we show up to your house and you ordered a size 10 for you. We come with size 9, 10, and 11.
Wow.
Right? Because when I show up at your house, you know, how many times you order shoes and it's the wrong one?
Should I make
you go through the pains of returning it? Absolutely not, because I know better, right? We have enough information in today's day and age to make better decisions for our consumers. So we should, and so we do. And so, you know, we've got 50% on our trucks, our guys. And then for the rest, we're working with a big third-party logistics company to really transform the way in which they do these deliveries so that their deliveries can look more like ours, this concierge at-home experience. And we're really reinventing that space. We did not set out when we started to build this business to reinvent in-home logistics.
Shippings, in-home logistics.
It just became a necessity if you look at your product as the end-to-end user experience.
And it brings to mind when we had John Sculley, he spoke about that. And of course, working along with, Steve Jobs, you know, he was hired and fired by Steve Jobs, which he discussed openly. Yeah. He discussed the whole story. It's fascinating. But he said, it's all the UX, the entire user experience. And we know that that's what makes Apple what it is. And Tom is sharing, you know, real world stuff. And by the way, whether you're a sole proprietor, a small business owner, an executive, anyone even aspiring, all these tips that Tom is sharing, you can implement in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't mean that you have to aspire to be the next shipping company that delivers with a white glove service, but it's just understanding whatever you do, whatever you provide, make sure that you think through every step of the process and address also your weakest link. If your weakest link is shipping, you know, address it. It's such fantastic advice that Tom is sharing. Again, my guest this evening is none other than the COO of Peloton and the co-founder, Tom Cortese. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364. Or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and, of course, on the 77 WABC app and the dedicated website, which you could hear every single show, whether live and, of course, the episodes once they're up as podcasts, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Tom Cortese. He is one of the co-founders and the CEO, COO of Peloton. Peloton, of course, is this really revolutionary product, but an entire experience all in one. And in fact, for the listeners that just tuned in, Tom, maybe you can explain again, for those that are just not familiar, what exactly is the Peloton and the experience?
Absolutely. So with Peloton, we've completely changed the way you can approach fitness. And what we do is we live broadcast the best instructors 15 times a day, 7 days a week from our studio here in New York City to homes all around the world through the world's best fitness bike out there. Men's Health named it the best cardio machine on the planet, period. Not exercise bike, not spin bike, not treadmill, best cardio machine on the planet, period. And so you get the best piece, the best machine on the planet in your home with the world's most remarkable fitness instructors coming to you live and on demand every single day with a community of users that that you will instantly feel connected to.
So if someone wants a certain instructor and they're doing it live at whatever, at 6 a.m., could they go to the archive if they happen to want that instructor that day, but they're only available at 11:30?
That's right. So we've got a live schedule that's published every single day. If you want to get on our schedule, you roll out of bed, jump on for the 6 a.m. class. If you're a little late, take an on demand class. All of our live classes feed into our on demand library. There's thousands and thousands of classes available at any time across a group of instructors, each with a unique personality and a unique approach to training and helping you lead a better day.
Now, you know, from your high spot, from your control tower viewpoint, what would you say are some of the health and fitness trends going into 2018?
So, with health and fitness, specifically in fitness, what I see happening is this migration away from the all-in-one, the big box gym, to specialties, to boutiques, right? And so you know, not too long ago, you would pay, here in New York City, it's absolutely ridiculous, pay $200-something per person per month to go to Equinox. My wife and I were always too cheap to go to Equinox. We paid $140 for the two of us to go to the YMCA. But you go to these all-in-one places, and you end up with sort of everything is available to you, but nothing is great, right? You know when you go to a restaurant that specializes in a particular type of food, and they live and breathe making that one type of food every single day, that's going to be a craft, and it's going to be something that's elevated and differentiated. But when you go to these all-in-ones, you end up with a lot of options, but in this really watered down way. And you see consumers recognizing that now, whether it be in media, right, where I don't pay for an all-in-one cable bill anymore. I buy my HBO because HBO is darn good, and I buy my Netflix because Netflix makes great content, and my Amazon Prime, and that's where I get my core remarkable media, and I choose it in this very specific tailored way, and I do that now with my fitness, right? And I do it by, I have the Peloton bike with the 12 best Peloton, 12 best cycling instructors in the world, broadcasting into my home every single day. But I also go to different classes around around the city that specialize. You know, there's a great rowing class. There's somebody who's doing this really remarkable boxing class. There's Mile High Run Club, where I could just focus on running. And when you go to these focused fitness experiences, these focused fitness boutiques, you get something that is a notch above the rest.
So what is the record offhand for someone, the amount of weight that they lost?
You know, look, I don't know. And I'll be honest, we don't focus on that. Here's how I see it. Here's how I see fitness. If you can think about fitness, if you can wake up every day and want to move your body, be compelled to be part of a class, I think that is a much better place for you to be in than needing to draw on your willpower to force yourself to achieve a goal, you know, whether it be, you know, forcing yourself like I'm going to punish myself with this fitness thing in order to lose weight, right? When you set yourself up like that, you know, look, inevitably along the path to reaching any goal, you are going to trip. And when you set yourself up like that, you know, it's very hard to bounce back. And so for us at Peloton, and for you at home, you know, focus on finding something that you enjoy, and add it into your routine, as something that you know is going to help you enjoy your day.
Now, I must ask you this question because I'm sure you have many business executives and entrepreneurs that are Peloton, you know, users and with the whole experience. How important is it for a busy executive to say, wait a second, you know, life is important too, and to set aside time? What tips would you recommend for a busy executive to wrap their head around that and say, you know, I need a Peloton. I need to get and stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, look, having a schedule really helps in life in general. You know, I know that it helps for my little boys. You know, putting them on a schedule has helped them feel more comfortable about their day and the predictability of their day. And it's the same for me. To the extent that I can manage and maintain a schedule, and build that predictability, you know, into my muscle memory, it helps me approach my day with greater ease.
Now, you touched on this a moment ago, but I still want to ask it. You know, you have a busy guy, busy woman, and they're on a business trip, and they just kind of, you know, they slide off and they don't get on the Peloton for a couple of days, and then it may turn into a week or two. You know, what's the recommendation for someone to say, okay, you know, they may have slid, but that doesn't mean you have to continue to slide. How do you grab a hold of it and say, okay, I'm getting right back into the groove?
Hey, yeah, that is a tough one. And I do it all the time. I go through those cycles, right? And, you know, I'm on hot for a few months, and then, you know, I get distracted by other aspects of life, and I come off that high, and I need my wife to like kick me in the butt and say, what are you doing? You know, get back on. And, you know, it's really just reminding yourself that, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's 30 minutes, right? 30 minutes out of your day. If you think about all the things that you do in your day all the time, you know, how quickly 30 minutes goes by, right?
Just,
you know, messing around on your computer, reading the newspaper, right? Like how quickly 30 minutes goes by. In that context, just sort of remind yourself it's just 30 minutes. I can do 30 minutes. You do that one 30 minutes, and then you wait for the next.
Tom, it's amazing. You talk about how fast 30 minutes goes by. We're almost at the close. First of all, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely.
Your time is very valuable, and it's Very special. Again, none other than Tom Cortese is here with me in studio. He's one of the co-founders and the COO of Peloton. What final thoughts could you share, either in health or business, with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Like I said, I like to return to relatively the same theme over and over again, which is this focus on the end-to-end consumer experience, and that is the product. And if you're in business and you can wake up every single day and think about your consumer, how you can search for friction points in that consumer experience and dedicate yourself and your team to every day ripping those friction points out, I believe that we're going to put a lot of great products in the world together and have a lot of happy customers.
Folks, that was Tom Cortese. He was, along with a few others, the co-founders. He's one of the co-founders of Peloton and the COO. Thank you very much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, that brings to a close another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.